In the car, Stone was given a file to read. Stenciled on the brown cardboard cover was Project Summary Scoop. "Nothing else?" Stone said.
"No, sir."
Stone sighed. He had never heard of Project Scoop before. The file would have to be read carefully, but it was too dark in the car to read. There would be time for that later on the airplane. He found himself thinking back over the last 5 years, back to the rather odd symposium on Long Island and the rather odd little speaker from England who had, in his own way, begun it all. In the summer of 1962, J.J. Merrick, the English biophysicist, presented a paper to the 10th Biological Symposium at Cold Spring Harbor, Long Island. The paper was entitled Frequencies of Biologic Contact According to Speciation Probabilities, and its subject was the form that Earth's first contact with extraterrestrial life might take. Merrick had concluded, "All available evidence on the origin of life points to the evolutionary progression from simple to complex life forms. This is true on Earth. It is probably true throughout the universe. My own calculations, indicated earlier in the paper, consider the relative abundance of different organisms throughout the universe." Unicellular organisms, Merrick said, were by far the most numerous on Earth. "These considerations lead me to believe that the first human interaction with extraterrestrial life will consist of contact with organisms similar to, if not identical to, Earth bacteria or viruses. The consequences of such contact are disturbing when one recalls that 3% of all Earth bacteria are capable of exerting some deleterious effect upon man." Later, Merrick himself considered the possibility that the first contact would consist of a plague brought back from the moon by the first men to go there. This idea was received with amusement by the assembled scientists. One of the first who took it seriously was Jeremy Stone. At the age of 36, Stone was perhaps the most famous person attending the symposium that year. He was professor of bacteriology at Berkeley, a post he had held since he was 30, and he had just won the 1961 Nobel Prize. The award was given for work on bacterial mutant reversion that he had done in his spare time as a law student at Michigan when he was 26. Already, he was being compared to Einstein and to Bohr as a scientist with a conscience, an overview, an appreciation of the significance of events. Physically, Stone was a thin, balding man with a prodigious memory that cataloged scientific facts and blue jokes with equal facility. But his most outstanding characteristic was a sense of impatience, the feeling he conveyed to everyone around him that they were just wasting his time. Yet it was Stone who, in the early 1960s, moved forward in government circles as one of the spokesmen for the new scientific establishment. Stone had been intrigued by Merrick's ideas, which paralleled certain concepts of his own. He explained these in a short paper entitled Sterilization of Spacecraft, printed in Science and later reprinted in the British journal Nature. The argument stated that bacterial contamination was a two-edged sword and that man must protect against both edges. Previous to Stone's paper, most discussion of contamination dealt with the hazards to other planets, of satellites, and probes inadvertently carrying Earth organisms. Stone considered the reverse situation. He stated that it was equally possible for extraterrestrial organisms to contaminate the Earth via space probes. He noted the spacecraft that burned up in re-entry presented no problem, but live returns, manned flights, and probes such as the Scoop satellites were another matter entirely. Here, he said, the question of contamination was very great. In 1963, he began an informal seminar group that met twice monthly on the top floor of the University of California Medical School Biochemistry Wing for lunch and discussion of the contamination problem. It was this group that eventually formed the early nucleus of the Wildfire Project. They presented a petition to the president in 1964 in a letter consciously patterned after the Einstein letter to Roosevelt in 1940 concerning the atomic bomb. The letter stated, "It is our belief that sterilization for re-entry probes and manned capsules can never be wholly satisfactory. We therefore urge the establishment of a facility designed to deal with an extraterrestrial life form should one inadvertently be introduced to the Earth. The purpose of this facility would be twofold. to limit dissemination of the life form and to provide laboratories for its investigation and analysis, with a view to protecting Earth life forms from its influence.